WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WSHF 567, morning time. WSHF 567, monitoring. WSHF 567, monitoring. Good morning, channel.
Morning, Sam. WSHM 738.
Morning, Paul. WSHM 567.
Good morning from WRWB 49.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I heard you out here earlier, but I was too tired. I fell back asleep.
Uh-oh.
That one didn't have a cursor count at the end of it.
Yeah, that was weird. That was like on the output.
Right. Yeah, because I didn't hear no tone at the end.
Strong enough for me to hear it and strong enough for you to hear it.
And it was a moving signal, too.
Yes. Like an HD moving around, or, I mean, that was... That'd be too weak for me and you to hear it, like a mobile.
Well, it was definitely a mobile.
Wait for my coffee here.
I'm gonna get something to eat here and I'll be right back.
So, Sam, is the shop open today?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. I know I cut the grass, the front grass yesterday. I keep things rolling here.
I did not open yesterday. I took in one mower at about 7:30 last night, and I didn't open up yesterday. Nothing came in. I had nothing to do, so what was the time?
Yeah, you'll get a day like that every now and then. No big deal. A good rest day. I took one bag of crap that I raked up and took it to the city dump. Come back at some point and cut the front grass, and pretty much it, as far as our outdoor work goes. It'd be nice today, I think 61, I think. Saying 63 and sunny, so it should be a nice day.
All of that was made yesterday, by the way. I had a good day. I just wanted to get it done and over with. You know what I'm talking about, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But, yeah, I had a good day yesterday, no doubt.
You were off yesterday.
Sorry, the day before yesterday. Yesterday I didn't work. The day before yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. That's fine. I was just teasing you a little bit.
I like some busy days like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Maybe you can finally afford that carpeting paint, huh? How about that?
I'll never put carpet in here, and as far as painting goes, that's not going to happen until the grandbabies move out. They want to color all over the walls, put handprints everywhere, and nope, not going to happen.
Look, I'm only saying it because somebody else was nice enough to mention it, right? I was kind of poking at that a little bit.
I know what you're doing. I was just messing. I don't really care what that guy says. He's a no count in my life anyways. And a few other people's lives too. WSHF 567. Got no time for it, Paul.
It's your own walls to paint. That's the way I look at it. All right, Mike, you back. WSHM 738.
Yeah, I'm just in here listening. I'm getting ready for work, so I'll catch you guys in a minute.
My name is out of his mouth. Front free. WSHF 567. I'm clear, Paul. I got to go. I'm on the video chat, and I got to go. I'll be back later. WSHF 567, clear.
No, I heard it. It was an unprovoked attack on you. And they cry, hey, wait, keep my name out of your mouth! BSHM 738. Got you, Mike. Got you, Sam. All right. Stand by.
WSEU 202. You're so childish.
Yeah, and your comment yesterday to start it all off wasn't, right? Who are you trying to victimize? These two were talking back and forth, and you jumped in with that crap. You need a recording of it? I got it. You record it too. You should have it as well. WSHM 738, off to the phone here real quick. All right, down the road yet, Mike? WSHM 738.
WSHF 567. Hey, Paul. Two more pieces and it'll be a full circle.
Yes. Correct. I really think, I'm trying to think, I'm thinking Wednesday is the day, I think, but I'll trust me. I'll let you know. And I love pizza. Did you say just two more pizzas? Two more pieces and it'd be a full circle.
I get you. I was making a joke there because we're children. We play nasty recordings on GMRS because we're children.
Yeah, I know.
You still on your computer?
You say am I on my computer? No, I'm on my phone surfing the web.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know if you were still talking to that one guy you talked to in the morning.
Oh yeah, that's Caveman, that's Popeye's brother. His name is Keith. We used to be neighbors and we're good friends, so we keep in contact.
Yeah, okay.
They've adopted me into the family. We're family, you know. My wife used to watch his kids when they were babies, so my wife's been friends with him forever.
Okay. I will tell you, the antenna was a great price, but the mounting seems a little goofy.
Yeah, I think it's just like an Adtron 99. You mount it down there by the bottom, you know, and you go from there. You definitely don't mount it up to the top like my cousin did.
No, it's just, I mean, it's just goofy how they did that. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe that it's going to do what it does, but hey, You know, it is what it is. I don't understand the radio or how it works anyway, Paul. I'm not that person, but I think it's pretty neat and interesting.
So the higher the frequency, the smaller the antennas, so... I'd put some good quality tie wraps up there and just strap it to the mast that way. That's what I would do.
Well, I could always just do it for now thing, you know, and take care of it later, you know, if I have to do it that way, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a temporary thing for $20. Who cares, right? So I would just use some wide... thick black tie wraps, use two of them, tie it to a mast right at the end of the antenna down there and go with that. That probably, you know, get a year out of it. You'll be upgrading that antenna anyways, so no big deal. For $20, it was the quick, cheap answer. That other piece doesn't even go with it. I looked it up online, you know, that one that looked like a double female with the ground screw on it. That doesn't even go with it. Huh. You know what they're saying the price of that antenna was when you look online?
What's that?
$149.95.
Well, I stole the antenna from the person that sold the dirt cheese, that's all.
Yeah, I would never pay that for that antenna. There's a lot better choices, right? But for $20,
can't beat that. It was meant to be. Everything worked out like it should have, so it was obviously meant to be for me.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I forgot about the pipe, so I'm actually missing three pieces.
That's small potatoes. You just need to work on the coax part. I'll have a bunch of extra hooked up, right? So figure out what length you need, and then I'll tell you what you need to get coax-wise, because it's just not thick coax. You need the special stuff for higher frequency. It's kind of like Belden 9913 or 9913F or whatever that LMR equivalent size is. So the whole thing is, Sam, and so if you have coax hooked up and it's a certain length and it winds up being 3 dB worth of loss at that frequency, I mean, if you put 100 watts, you can't put 100 watts in, but if you put 50 watts in, which is your legal maximum here, you only get 25 to the antenna with 3 dB of loss.
Pass the power down.
That's what 3 dB does to you. And not only that, but it gets you on the receive as well. So that's why the shortest line and the best line and the highest gain antenna, you know, is the way to go.
Well, if the shortest line is the way to go, then putting the mast pipe outside my window here and putting it on this side of the house would be the way to go, then.
Well, you got to think about all that, right? You don't want to, like, put it 200 foot out in the backyard, right? Because you will get ate up with loss. So, you know, you just have to do it the best you can, and the closest you can, the shortest run that you can, the highest gain antenna that you can. That's probably not that one, but that's good for now for $20. So, you know what I mean? And the best coax that you can get. So, versus putting bad stuff in. So, that's all. Just things to keep in mind.
I know where it's going. It's going to go on the chimney mouth. That's where it's going to go, on a short little pipe on a chimney mount. The mount's still up there. That's where I'll put it.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. And that should be good enough. Remember, the repeater's up in the air, so it's doing most of the work for you.
WSHF 567.
WSHM 738. We'll talk more about all this later. I don't like giving the ill too many tips. So I've been dealing with these frequencies for, you know, 40 years. So I've been, like, for many, many years, Sam, 50 megahertz, 144 megahertz, 220, 430, which is, like, comparable to this, and 1.2 gigahertz, which is, 1,200 megahertz, where this is 460. So, you know, I've been dealing with these frequencies for many, many years. All those antennas on my tower are 50 megahertz to 1,200 megahertz. WSHM 738.
WSHF 567.
WRWB 49, and we'll catch you guys in a minute on the QSY here in the mobile.
Roger. Well, somebody was trying to get in there, but I'm not sure that was a legitimate transmission there. They were noisy dropping out anyhow. Yeah, I guess I called that one right.
WRWB 49, and we're in the mobile.
Roger.
Sun's way too bright out here.
That's a good thing. It's going to help us get to 63 today.
Nice, but it's not fun when you're driving in it and it's like blinding you.
Yeah, that'd be a problem. Just like late in the day, that sun's really in your eyes when you head west.
Never fun.
It's like driving at night and having some guy with these bright HIDs flashing at, or LEDs.
Time you gotta work till today there, Mike.
6 o'clock. When I go back to work, I'll be watching that game, you know, with my one guy.
Say what there?
I'll be watching it when I go back to work, and I'll be watching that one game that comes on at 3:30. I guess we face the Orlando Magic home. This is like a do-or-die game for either or.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention, so.
And they thought they were going to have it wrapped up, you know, in no time. And, oh, man, we went all seven games.
Well, I'm sure it's pretty much very competitive, you know, when you get to this stage.
They're playing your transmission over the other one now. Shame on it.
Just ignore them. They're a bunch of losers. Anyways. Yeah, Mike, it gets pretty competitive. You know where all the trouble's coming from. It's them damn CBers is what it is. Everybody knows that. All right, and that just proves it one further. Anyways, yeah, Mike, it's pretty competitive when you get to this level into the playoffs. So, nothing.
Of course. Especially, right, you know, especially us. You know, we haven't been to the playoffs in, what, since Stan Van Gundy was our coach?
No clue. Last one of great notoriety that I remember is, you know, the Bad Boy era. Back-to-back.
He's got a little miniature statue of him on his bench. Chuck Daly, along with Gordie Howe.
Yeah, okay.
He was the coach that got us two back-to-back NBA championships.
Right, during the Bad Boy era. Yeah, Chuck Daly. I could almost name a lot of the players. Vinnie Johnson. John Sally was part of it. Of course, Isaiah Thomas. Who was the other guy? Lambeer. Dennis Rodman, if I didn't say him already. There were a bunch more.
Joe Dumars.
Yes, of course, Joe Dumars. Edwards.
Yep. You know, Dennis Rodman, you know, unbeknownst to him, he was a unofficial diplomat during the Obama administration. Well, it just so happened that, you know, Kim Jong-un wanted no diplomats from the United States to come over to visit him except Dennis Rodman. He goes, I'm not a diplomat. He goes, no, but I want you to be, a representative for the United States to come over.
I know this, and it was really bizarre. But, you know, Dennis Rodman was pretty much a normal guy right up until Chuck Daly retired or whatever he did when he left. You know, that's when the guy went a little bonkers.
Like the time when he married himself in a wedding dress?
Yeah, so there was none of that before Chuck Daly left, right? He was just a good rebounder, a good player, you know, no bizarre stuff. But right after Chuck Daly left is where it all, something changed.
I guess it had something to do with a bad breakup with a marriage. And that's when he almost offed himself downtown. The Rent Center or by Joe Louis.
I don't know. I thought it was the Palace Altar. He knows where he got caught with the gun, but... Yeah, the other one we forgot was he was there for one of those years, and I think he left, got traded or something. Rick Mahorn.
Forgot about him.
And the announcer in the Palace Auburn Hills for the Pistons. Don't forget Ken Calvert.
Right, yeah. Yep, he was for the longest time. He worked on CSX, too.
Yes, this is true. So that's where he was known from first and then got that job, you know. So there you go. And he's no longer with us anymore. I think he died a few years ago.
Yeah, I think so.
WSHM 738.
You are WB 49.
Oh, Sam, I found a better picture of how they mount that antenna. It's just like we said. I'm going to send it to you anyhow.
Roger. 7-7, no problem.
Going to do a mounted office tower?
No, off the chimney. It should be good enough for this antenna. It was they sold for $149. I don't think it's worth that. But they were brand new in a package, and... somebody was somewhere and seen him and said, hey, does Sam need an antenna? And $20. So $20, how could you say no to get something out there for now?
Squash any HT that tries to come his way, you know what I'm saying?
Well, so that and a higher powered radio and some good coax, and there'll be no more dipping in and out, that's for sure, and it will be a little more bulletproof to the jammers, yeah, for sure.
I heard some people's feelings, but oh well.
Playing around, but it is going to come to an end.
The sooner the better. I get it, the guy likes Candlebox, but he's not here to dance.
Yeah, there you go.
I figured before I make a purchase like Sam did, I better make sure I check my house. I just passed by Benjamin Moore. I think I should pick up, 20 gallons?
Get that picture, Sam? So it's just like we were talking about.
Thank you. 9-7-0-0-9-9.
Anybody check their inputs anywhere around?
Docker.
6-7.
Set up this way.
Okay, damn, Mike, you chopped yourself off. What's that?
Up here, nothing.
Okay, Roger.
If I was to guess, and I'm probably right, it's going to be somewhere in the southeast vicinity of Macomb County. Somewhere, you know, in the East Point, Roseville, or St. Clair Shores area.
Well, a lot of it has come from that region. I will give you that. Okay, I'll let you guys get at it. I'm going to carry on with my day. You have a good one. Mike, Sam, WSHM 738.
I'll call you as well, WSHM 567.
So, inside here. So, catch you later, Sam. WRWB, and it'll be clear.
WSHF 567. I'll be clear too. You guys have a good day. We'll talk to you later. Bye bye bye.
Yeah, that one trying to block you guys out was real close to here. Full scale on the input on a rubber duck. So. All right. WSHM 738.
WSLI 302, standing by.
All right, WSHM 738.
Good morning, 738. WSLI 302.
Have you been hiding?
By standing, and I started a new position at work, which is kind of killing me. I mean, it's right now it's kind of killing me, but it's going to work out in the end. So that's what's going on. I'm still going to work earlier, though. I go to work a little earlier now. But it's just, it's something I had to do. I had to make a change there, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an adjustment.
Yeah, 15 years in one spot is, got stagnant.
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Hopefully it came with more money or just to... a lateral move and change of pace mentally is probably not a bad thing either.
Oh, yeah. Was the lateral move, but more money's coming now. So, yeah, that's how I had to do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right.
And I had had code for the last 2 weeks. I'm just getting over this crazy head cold. I don't know what it is, just in my head. And finally, it's getting better. I would say today is the first day I woke up that I feel better.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not good. I've stayed away from all that stuff, I think, this year. So, or through the winter. So, but hey, you know, you never know what's lurking around the corner. So, well, all right. Good hearing you anyhow. Yeah, I was wondering where you were. Me and Mike, I was just talking to Mike about you the other day. So, I haven't heard him in a while.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah.
That is actually an 8719 chassis.
Okay. Yeah, so... at any rate, well, glad to see you back, feeling a little better. I think I hear it in your voice a little bit.
Yeah, 10-4 on that. Yeah, I'm going to stand by and listen to you. Go ahead, talk to John.
I was just checking in just to make the one comment. That's it. You guys go ahead and carry on, WRUZ 935.
Sorry, we can all three be in here. How's that? So, I don't want you to let anything out there that you don't want to let out, but I'm just going to say, are you working, like, much earlier? Like, 2-4 hours, something like that?
No, actually, only an hour difference. Hour difference, but I'm still pretty much going almost the same time, maybe a tad earlier. That's it. So, no, hour difference, that's it. Hour early difference, that's it.
Yeah, and you left way ahead of time anyways, if I remember right. So, that's like a walk in the park for you. And actually, do you get out an hour earlier? That'd be the benefit to me, especially this time of year, when the sun stays up longer in the evening. So I looked yesterday, it was 9 o'clock, it was still kind of light out.
Yes, I get out earlier, and that's a big plus there, too. So, yeah, that helps out. Oh, yeah, because you get to enjoy the evening and all, get the grass cut and still enjoy the evening.
So my tips in life, stay working and don't do crack.
That's right. Yeah, I was off a couple of days. Well, no, I was off quite a few days from work, but monitoring, and I have heard a lot of the garbage. Let me tell you, monitoring, and I've heard the garbage, and oh my God, yeah. But we'll let that go. Guys, it's unfortunate. So I'm not out of touch there. Let me tell you, I'm not out of touch there.
Yeah, of course. Man, I got, you know, just to touch on it real lightly, I haven't got a clue what group would be doing this.
Oh, but I could tell by all of a sudden the outburst of some people. All of a sudden the outburst. Kind of they blow their cover.
It's called telling on yourself. All right, very good. Well, glad you're feeling better. Congratulations on the job change, you know, and all of that stuff, so.
10-4. Thank you. Yep, just gonna enjoy this beautiful day, I think, as much as I can outside today.
Have you went to the the landscape place and by your South Warren yellow hibiscus yet to plant?
Oh, sure. Sure, I'm going to plant those today.
Guess it has another name. I think I looked it up. And I think it's actually, the common name is dandelion.
Oh, jeez. Those things, yeah, that's a whole nother story, those things.
Yeah, so I try to keep on top of it, so. Well, what's BTE got going over here at the college? Oh, yeah.
Parking lot over there.
BTE's camped out there. Probably getting signatures to raise the rate.
Oh, that's a joke, isn't it? Raise the rate, and then they go ahead and raise another rate. They're raising rates right on top of their raising rates.
Right. Yeah. They can't get a lot, so they get a little, then they come back 3 months later and want more.
Oh, that is a whole other bunch of baloney there.
Yeah, terrible. And then I see consumers is running around tearing up front lawns to replace gas lines in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I've been seeing that all over the place. Every neighborhood I've been seeing that in, yep.
Yeah, it's quite disturbing to me. I get it, their old lines are cutting down trees, too. I mean, and they're very selective on which ones they're cutting, so I don't know the rhyme or reason to it, but they've gone through and eliminated a lot of trees between the sidewalk and the street. And they do the full job. They come in and they even remove the root, you know, the root, right? So they get down in there and get the root ball out, too, with the chipper. It's a different crowd that comes and does that. And then I think, as far as the gas lines go, they do this, they replace the lines, and then they come back at some point and send a lawn crew in to fix it all up, and I'm sure it's not like it was.
Oh, no. Nope. Yeah, that is crazy how they're doing. I know, right at the easement there, they're ripping out those. Yep.
I mean, they didn't get my tree. They got my neighbor's tree, and they got a couple down the street, and they got them the other street that runs parallel. They've got a bunch of them here. What's going on here? A cop right in the middle of the intersection. Not sure what's going on here. Oh, I see. They're running interference for, Oh, for God's sakes. Can you believe this?
funeral?
Bunch of motorcycle guys.
Oh, it's probably it's a motorcycle club probably doing one of their little rides today.
They look like very nice people. Well, God bless their little hearts. Well, that's something special if you get police escort to block for you. I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I wonder if it's like one of the, you know, how the police have the what are they, the Warthogs or whatever. The police are the Warthogs Biker Club.
Oh, do they? Yeah, I don't know. Not sure. I couldn't read the back of their leather jackets to know.
Or a blessing of the bikes they're having somewhere, maybe, or something like that, yeah.
Didn't see anything that, you know, indicated what it was, so I got no idea. You know, a funeral procession basically has the flags on the car, you know, the orange flags, so I didn't see any of that stuff going on.
And they're just out for a guy, I guess, a good ride and something. Got to have something, I wonder, because I know the police, they got their own little motorcycle club, you know. And then the firemen got their own motorcycle club. So I don't know, who knows.
Could be, and maybe they didn't want anybody to know, and they're wearing a beard as a disguise.
Right. You could be right there.
It'll be a nice day, though. 63 today and full of sunshine.
Perfect day to get the grass cut. Oh, yeah. That's great. That is great.
So it's saying like it's 51 now, so. All right, well, I'm not too far away from making my stop here, so I will catch up with you later, Steve, and good hearing you, for sure. WSLI, I forgot the numbers because it's been that long since I've heard you. So, but, hey, it only matters that I remember my call sign and use it. WSHM 738.
WSLI 302. All right, I'll talk to you later on, 738. I'll be standing by.
WSBU 202. Just because I speak out doesn't mean I'm telling on myself, because I don't jam. Listen to Blitty for a week. You guys are an idiot. You can't help but say something.
That's the other tip-off there, Steve, you know. With all the people playing music and jamming a certain group of people, and he's calling us the idiots, you can't fix that broken mentality.
Don't say us. I said you. Blitty, you're the idiot. I listened to you for a week. All you do is talk. You're a dummy, the way you talk on this radio. You act like a little kid.
And you're the jammer.
I truly believe the heroin has screwed up your brain to the point it's beyond repair.
And he's the jammer. Paul, you might be an idiot, but he's a jammer.
Yeah, and you know, to the level they go to, you know, he makes references to some guy you supposedly work with. You know, these people just don't quit. But they will stop one day.
Yeah, so the thing is you know, considering somebody an idiot is their opinion. Knowing that somebody is a jammer is a fact.
Just go ahead and drive your 8015 or 8151 truck, that stinky thing, man. Won't you clean that thing?
Look at that. Now he's even going on how much he's stalking you now, and we know he's a stalker. And now who's the idiot?
All I can say is, for somebody to be doing research on me for what I do out here, the little bit I talk out here, means that I'm living rent-free in somebody's brain enough for them to go out and inquire about me. Which, by the way, your information is wrong. But, anyway, go ahead and do some more research while I'm living rent-free in your head, and go ahead and do the real research and find out what truck number I drive. Who cares? And clean it. Obviously, you got the wrong truck, so somebody else needs to clean their truck. WRUZ 935, rent-free.
Once again, showing his true colors, WSHM 738.
Ain't nobody run free, man. You guys are crazy. I sit here and I listen to Paul Bolitti every morning talk about people, put people down, run people down.
Never hearing about him and his other jammers.
Listen to him. He carries himself around like a little child. Oh, you're jamming me. You're jamming me. Does any little brain cell in your head
call that highlighting the idiots?
Yeah, rent-free means you're thinking about me while I'm not thinking about you, because I really don't think about you. But you're thinking about me enough to do research and try and find out something about me. And so I'm living rent-free in your mind. Every time you try and research any information about me, you're thinking about me. See, I'm in your head. I'm living rent-free in your mind.
You have that 100% wrong, my friend. I don't give a shit nothing about you. Somebody else walks up to me and tells me. So there you go. I don't give a shit what you do. I don't think about you one bit, you dumb son of a pup.
So just randomly, somebody comes up and tells you what my truck number is and that the truck is dirty and what my nickname is at work. They just approached you and said, hey, I know that you deal with this guy, so here's some information on him. No, you're doing research. I'm living rent-free in your mind. So you can try and spin it all you want. But somehow the conversation came up about me, and then somebody volunteered information. So you're talking about me or researching me on your own. Rent-free. I'm living rent-free.
You go ahead and you think that, man, all right? You go ahead. You all just got your own little things that you come up with in your guys' head. Bolitti thinks about me all the time. All the time. And you ain't no better than him, Professor. You guys are stupid, man. You blame people for things that don't do. You don't even know what you guys are talking about on this radio. WSEU 202, and I am clear.
Okay, you go ahead and clear there, Mudballer. And this is the most I've had a conversation with you, I think, ever. So go ahead and let me keep on living rent-free. Keep doing research. Find out. Dig up some more dirt, because there came the nickname. Only the guys that I work with call me that. So you have a good day, Scott. Mudballer. See ya. WRUZ 935.
And all eight of them think you're the biggest weirdo there is. Go ahead, John. Go ahead. I don't rent free, buddy. None at all. I don't think about you one bit.
Other than doing research about me.
All right, WSHM 738.
WRWB 49. Am I still getting in?
You are. You're checking that box.
I guess 30 Pro is right about
I spoke too soon, Mike. You're kind of noisy in the system now. And another jammer.
Now, are they going to try and dig up dirt on me? Because they're not going to find it. They might find something, but it's nothing that they're determining to be pointed at the price.
Your audio's too light.
I said, are they going to try and dig up dirt on me?
I don't really care what they do. It's just the mere fact of them doing it makes it illegal, the jamming, you know, the you know what I mean? It's going to stop, and I'm going to make sure it stops. And I'm going to do it legally. I'm going to not do it the way they try to do it. I'm going to do it the right way and remove the warts.
Yeah, I plug in the external microphone. Does it make it sound louder in the machine?
Yeah, you're fine right there, yeah. It's just you were kind of late talking it. So, anyways, you're good there.
No, I was listening while I was, working in here, and, I could hear the crap going on. I'm like, gee, and,
Well, you mean what they say and what they do are two different things. I mean, in the case of a guy telling them what truck he drives and how dirty it is, but I don't, you know, you're not living rent-free in my head. I don't pay attention to you. Calling him a nickname that only people call him at work. I've known John since 1982 or something, and I've never heard him called that word. That was news to me. I was so informed it was a work thing. But he knows about it, but he ain't paying attention to him. Sick in the head, Mike, and they're going to get fixed by somebody by the name of the Federal Communications Commission. That's what's going to fix it.
Well, anyway, besides all that, well, that's good, this thing is getting in, inside of a building.
You're fine at the moment, so no problem, you know, so.
Roger, all right, let me get back to what I'm doing here, and I'll talk to you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
That sounds good. I forgot my phone at home, evidently. So, all right. We'll see you, Mike. Have a good day. Probably talk to you a little later here through my running back and forth, doing this, that, and the other thing. You know, we'll catch you. WRWB 489, WSHM 738. And I don't pay attention to you much either, John, just so you know. But you should tell your sister she needs to take care of her dandelions at her old place she used to live in. I had my phone. I'd send you a picture of it, but... WRUZ 935, WSHM 738. Got a question for you since you lived on the 696 corridor.
WRUT 244, I could probably answer.
And can you give me your six-digit grid square coordinate, please? I mean, to know that it's really pertinent.
So I need your 6-digit grid square coordinate, please. I'll give you the help. I'll give you the first 4 letters. I'll do most of the work for you. In fact, 2/3 of it. Echo November 82 and the next 2 letters, please.
Kilo Mark.
Roger on the KM, Kilo Mark, over.
Kilo Mark, over. Yes, if it's regarding traffic, I can tell you when it's going to clear up.
Now, so they redid the sides of 696. I don't know when, and that is the answer I am looking for. Right, they put mulch in and planted all these little trees and shrubs and bushes, and it looked beautiful when they had finished it. It looks like you were driving in Arizona somewhere, right, the sides of the freeway, eastbound and westbound, at least between I-75 and I-94. So I'm not sure if you remember. I'm guessing it was sometime in the 2000s, but...
I probably do. Yeah, that wasn't the million-dollar question, though. The big question this weekend, which I thought you were going to ask, involved 75 and 696. Because everybody who don't listen to regular radio, they get usually tied up in that area. 75 north and south at 696 until 5 p.m. today. You're limited access through that area.
You just obliterated my question.
I don't remember.
Okay, so you don't know. Okay, all right, that's fine. There's no pass-fail here. I'm just trying to remember when. I remember saying it was a beautiful job they did, but the point I'm trying to make, so I'll get to that point, is it's way overgrown now. I mean, no one was ever going to maintain it, obviously. Take a look at it today. In fact, if you give me your mileage on your odometer and you take that drive going east from where you're at and then come back west, don't go any further than 94, do the spin around, get off at 11 Mile Road, do the spin around, and submit that mileage when you return home, I'll pay you for the gas. But it's an overgrown mess is what it is.
Okay, well, I'm not going to take the drive. I mean, that really doesn't concern me, but yeah, well, like anything else, everything gets fixed during an election year. And, you know, we work on the roads every election year, and then when the election's over, we wait another 3 years.
I've seen better manicured lawns and landscapes in South Warren, if that tells you anything how that... When's the last time you've been through the stretch I'm talking about?
Well, I had a friend that lived in St. Clair Shores, and then I went over to Abel a few times, so I'd have to say it'd be about 2 years.
Well, you know, I grew up, we moved to St. Clair Shores in 1970, you know, I was just 7 houses from the corner from Abel, did you know that?
No, I did not. I'm not really one that does a lot of research on other people. I mean, it's not something I do. I mean, if that's something people do, that's their problem, not mine.
I don't want to tell you the exact address. They'll firebomb the thing.
Well, my friend, well, she's passed away, but at the time she bought the house in St. Clair, Georgia, which I was very impressed by this, and I don't know if this is still the procedure they do, that when they would have a big snow, that they would actually send these little four-wheelers out or whatever, and they would plow the front sidewalk. And I saw it happen like 3 times over there.
Okay, very good.
But I will admit, I have been listening to this repeater, and I'm actually afraid to key up most of the time because, honestly, it's ridiculous what goes on out here, whomever's doing it. I don't think you got much mileage for the FCC because I tried doing something like that with somewhere else and nothing ever happened. Hopefully it will. But, I mean, I actually the one I feel bad for is the one that maintains this repeater, because this person put this up with good intention.
Of course. And it just takes a few. And it's not whom, but it's whom's plural.
Yeah, I understand. I get it. Again, it is what it is, and hopefully somebody can correct the problem, because I honestly thought this was a self or a safe bastion of communication, but evidently it was not or is not, and I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, it was, and primarily most of it was, right up until one guy brought his son out here, and then it expanded out from there. There's no mystery.
It was all just fine until
Right, yeah, because they hate me. They got a personal beef with me, so they've come to wreak havoc anywhere I go. So by definition of him and a few of his friends, I'm the bad guy for showing up here. And they're the good guys for jamming me, which he has promised me it was going to happen. Because they operate up here, they cannot separate the CB radio from any other part in their life. And it's blatantly obvious.
Like I said, I, other people know who set this up. And I thought it was a pretty cool thing that he did that. And I don't know. Like, I'll be honest with you. I listen a lot. Unbelievable. I mean, it's actually the CB or 19 or wherever that was. I mean, that's like quiet anymore. And I don't know. It's not right. Whoever is doing it, again, I'm afraid to key up here because I don't want to get involved in the situation.
They'll attack you for talking to me, and they think it's okay, and it's not okay. It's not okay at all, and they're going to learn it and know it shortly. All right, anyways, Jim, we'll catch you later. The FCC will take care of it. I promise you that. WSHM 738.
Well, I will assure you that if the FCC does make it to this area and they start going into places or whatever where they see this is happening, not only is your GMRS radio going to be removed, any illegal equipment that you operate on any band will be removed. Even though I'm a ham, it is what it is. But if I had illegal equipment here and they were to come to my house, it doesn't matter what license I have. But if I have illegal equipment, it will be removed. And that's one thing that I do know. The thing is getting them to the place where the problem is. That's the big hill. Once they get to the hill, they'll start doing what they have to do. This is WRUP 244. I will give you guys advice if you're going up and down 75 near 696 up until 5 p.m. this afternoon. You have one lane access on the southbound side and two lane access on the northbound side. 73, WRUP 244.
Before you go, Jim, WRWB 49, I wouldn't feel discouraged because you got two bad asses on here that are causing trouble. Don't be a mom. Come on. Screw them.
Mike, I'm not a mouse. I choose not to get in. I'm not going to key here. We're in the middle of a problem. I mean, I do hope the FCC makes it here. I tried doing that a few years ago. I wasn't able to get them to motivate anywhere, so I gave up the fight. I'm actually taking care of my dad, who's probably in the last happy year of his life right now, and my mom, and those are my priorities. Now, do I listen here? Yes. And I know the person that set this thing up. He did it with good intention. He's a nice guy. And, I'm embarrassed. I really am embarrassed. If you don't like somebody, just don't let them have their little conversation with their person, let them finish, then you have your conversation with your people. But to play music on another band, unbelievable. And whoever's doing it, I hope you take the message, because it is definitely not something that should be accepted on this frequency or any repeater. Again, no, Mike, I'm not a mouse or whatever. I just choose not to get involved. WRUP 244.
You listen to me all the time, and it doesn't discourage me, wanting to use my radio.
I'm having a little bit of dropout, Mike. I caught about half. I know where the gist is. I understand what you're saying, and you don't even have to say it again. I get it. So, anyways, I'm going to say 73. I thought Paul was going to ask about a traffic problem because, I should add one more thing about 696 on Monday morning. Almost all of your exits to the west are going to be shut down all the way over to Northwestern. I mean, I don't know what the reasoning is. Obviously, they're working on the road there. But if you use any part of that road and expect to get off the roadway from 75 over to Northwestern, you're not going to have access as of tomorrow. WRUP 244.
So what you're telling me is don't go to Celsius.
So what I'm telling you is if you're going to go to Southfield, pick a different way. See, the legality of MDOT, they cannot route you off a freeway. They'll give you a long detour, but as you have common sense, I have common sense, most people out here who have been in Michigan have common sense, you can use any one of the mile roads. Now, I can tell you that on the radio on, my other job, but MDOT legally cannot route you onto a mile road. They have to route you onto what they can consider a freeway. So that's why a lot of their detours are really out of your way. Again, they say this is all going to be fixed by end of October, beginning of November. Okay, man, I got a drop out there. I'm going to say 73, guys. I got to roll here. I got to work this afternoon. So tomorrow morning is going to be the big tell-all. Watch what happens tomorrow morning when they shut the exits down off of westbound 696. That's going to be a little bit of a problem. I'll definitely be off work that day, which I'll be happy. So 73 Mike, 73 Paul, 73 off. This is WRUP 244 monitoring this repeater.
All right, sir. Jim, we will check later. WRWB 49, over standby.
WSDU 202. Yeah, you notice channel 19 is clear because Bullitt is not out there no more running it. So now he's moved up here, so all that crap has come up here. He's no longer on channel 19, and now it's resumed back to normal operation.
Nothing to do.
So if I'm reading it correctly, what you're saying is that the troublemakers follow them around. I don't...
Politi is the troublemaker. Have you ever heard that man talk for the last 10 years, 20 years on that radio? Have you ever heard that man? What he does to people out there?
I know I'm not talking about it here, but you make a good point.
I do hope the traffic report helps some people out there. I'm normally compensated for that information, so that's what we call a freebie. But 75 and 696, probably a good area to avoid for the next few months. That way we'll get you, use any of the mile roads. So this is at my last 73. This is legally my call letters that I paid for. It was too expensive originally, but I paid when they dropped the price. WRUP 244.
Oh, I thought you'd piggyback, okay?
like I got you that time, no problem. I had to pay for it. Originally, I think it was $75, and I think they dropped it to $35. So, okay, I got to really go because I got to get ready. So, 73, and yeah, you were full there, no problem at all.
WSIP 284, WSET 257. Nothing heard from WSIP 284, WSET 257, clear and monitor.
IUG's 488, WRNW 329.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSHS 567, wave the mic.
What's going on, Sam?
Just got done with one, and waiting out whatever else comes in.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I just spent the better half of my lunch break using a 2x4 and a death blow hammer, you know, just trying to fix what got screwed up. Well, it looks good enough. I mean, it's not too bad. And then I just got to get a DA sander and some Bondo and fix the rest, you know?
Okay.
copy that, I did.
Look half bad. I mean, it's got, you know, one little, you know, spot where it's kind of creased, but a good body hammer, you know, that'll pound that bag out.
Go.
I'm going to tell you, I picked up a interior and exterior Werner paint sprayer if you're looking, you know, paint the inside of your house.
I won't do that till the daughter and grandkids move out.
I figured, you know, that according to some people out here that you could use it, so I figured I'd help you out, you know.
Well, it's their problem, not mine.
Somebody one time made, it was last year. Someone gave me this Werner paint sprayer, and he says, oh, man, this thing's not working right. Well, I looked at it, and I said, well, yeah, because you didn't clean it after you used it. So I had to get in there with mineral spirit, you know, and clean it all up. Now it works by the chance.
Yep, that's what you're supposed to do.
Ran the mineral spirits through it, and before you know it, bada bing, bada boom. It was spraying like crazy. And it wasn't spraying it uneven either. So I used a piece of board I had, some plywood, big sheet, just tested it out, and I'm like, oh, wow, this thing works great. Doesn't glop the paint out or nothing. Even coat when you go back and forth.
Nice.
Bought it to do a job and then never bothered to read the instructions that says you have to clean it when you're done using it. It doesn't say, oh, just leave the paint in there, it should be fine.
Just to clean the paint out of them.
Like disassembly and reassembly, you know, cleaning it all out. It only took me like, what, 2 hours? I mean, it was that simple. But you work on small engines. You ever work on those model V8s that are fully functional, the gas-powered ones? One guy put one inside of a RC truck, and that thing sounded like a big block, you know. It was pretty cool.
I've seen them online. They are pretty cool, absolutely. Watch the guy build his and start it up.
It's just a mini, you know, two-stroke V8. Pretty neat.
You got, Mike?
Just one. And I should be done around like 5 o'clock. Then go home and cook up my smoked turkey wing. I got these smoked turkey wings on sale, and I'm like, oh, I like that, you know. Or sometimes I'll get the smoked turkey legs and cook them up with mashed potatoes, gravy, and some stuffing.
Yeah, right, huh?
Sometimes I'll get those smoked ham hocks, you know, too. It's better when they put them on sale or the neck bone and, you know, cook them up. You don't get much meat out of them, but they taste real good.
I need lots of meat.
I'm at my destination here, so I will be taking a standby here. WRWB and 49 will be standing by, listening on the portable.
USHF 567, we'll catch you later.
Whiskey Sierra Mike Kilo 878, radio check.
This is WSIC 405, I got you on clear.
Roger, thank you.
Not a problem, WSIC 405, clear.
Whiskey Sierra Mike Kilo 878, clear.
Please drop the Roger beep.
Whiskey Sierra Mike Kilo 878, Roger beep out.
Thank you. WRUU 850.
Good evening, Nicomas here. This is Chris from Royal Oak, stepping in wishing everyone a wonderful evening. I'll be monitoring and standing by and also taking a ham license class. I'm super excited about that tonight. This is WSMS 861 Chris, standing by and monitoring.
WSHF 567 monitoring.
Hello, this is Chris from Royal Oak. I hear you loud and clear over here. This is WSMS 861, also monitoring and standing by.
Good evening to you. I hope your day's going well. Mine's going just peachy.
Hope you have a wonderful evening. I'm currently taking an online Zoom class for my ham technician's license. I'm super excited about that.
Get her done, young man. Get her done. There you go.
Good luck, by the way. WSHF 567. Monitoring clear.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
Yeah, go ahead. WRWB 49.
All right, what's going on?
Just relaxing. Not doing much. Just grilled up some smoked turkey wings.
Alright, sounds like a winner. I'm on the road to snatch me another lawnmower or another Hyundai.
Yep, I got one of those. With the bagger and everything.
Yep. I'm pretty happy with the one I bought just a few weeks ago, but I'm going to get me a newer looking one.
Yeah, the one I have, it's about 20, 25 years old, self-propelled. Just needs a cleaning, that's all.
It's a Honda? What engine?
You know what? It might be a Brayton Stratton. If not, then it's going to be a Kohler.
It's a Honda. It's got a Honda engine. I mean, maybe they built some other lawnmowers a long time ago with other engines, but I'm thinking they put their own engines on them.
Yeah, I don't know if this one has the... It probably does. You know, it could be. I had a John Deere for a while that had a Kawasaki engine on it.
Well, John Deere actually doesn't make those lawnmowers. It's probably MT, but I think you know this, but yeah, they can be anything, just like the Toros. I'll fit them with different models with different engines, you know, Briggs and Strats or Kohlers or whatever. They even used to put some Honda engines on there, and I think they still do, but special order only. That remains to be seen because, you know, Honda gave up with the whole emissions thing, right? With their lawnmowers, that's why they went electric. That's all the regulations. And a lot of people are buying electric lawnmowers, and they just felt it wasn't worth it anymore.
Right, right. Yeah, no, that John Deere was sheet stamped, and that was made by somebody else. They just put their name on it, but it was manufactured by somebody else. That was like back in the day when Ford had lawn tractors and push mowers. They were all made by somebody else. They just put their name on it.
MTD made a lot of them, but I think you've even said you knew MTD makes them.
Yeah, they made stuff for a lot of different companies. Sears, Ward, Quality Farm and Fleet, Tractor Supply, I mean, the list just goes down, you know?
That's kind of what they do. You know, John Deere probably doesn't have to do a damn thing except okay it and get money for selling one with their name on it.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I'm going to take a standby here for a minute.
All right, do it. WSHM 738.
WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by here.
WSIC 405 monitoring.
Good evening, Macomb. This is Chris, monitoring and standing by WSMF 861.